In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Lyron Hoover Wiley, age 78, of Campbellsville, formerly of Glasgow, died Sunday at Taylor Regional Hospital. Survivors include his wife, Esther Thompson Wiley, two daughters, Janice England of Smith's Grove and Debbie Ferguson of Knob Lick, one stepdaughter, Judy Gilbert of Campbellsville, one stepson, Jackie Thompson of Florida, two sisters, Inez Buster and Mary Nell Thompson of Glasgow, special friends, Eunice Simmons of Glasgow, Leona Price and Lisa Squires of Campbellsville, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Lyron Hoover Wiley will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the A.F. Crow & Son Funeral Home in Glasgow, with burial in the Happy Valley Memorial Gardens with full military honors. Memorials are suggested to Gideon's International. For more information locally, contact the Coward & Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mr. Charles Gregory Stiles, age 55, of Campbellsville, died Monday in Lexington. He is survived by his wife, JoLynn Stiles, one stepson, Brandon Rafferty, and his wife, Marie of California, his mother, Nancy Stiles of Campbellsville, one brother, Rodney William Stiles of Lexington. Funeral services for Charles Gregory Stiles will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Expressions of sympathy are suggested in the form of donations to the Gideon Memorial Bible Fund. Mrs. Margie Lee Thornton Mitchell, age 75, of Greensburg, died Friday at Hardin Memorial Hospital in E-Town. She is survived by her husband, Paul Mitchell, three sons, Paul Allen and Billy Jean Mitchell, both of Campbellsville, and Anthony Boo Mitchell of Greensburg, two daughters and sons-in-law, Deborah and Willie Coward, and Sheila and Jamie Owens, all of Greensburg, one brother and sister-in-law, James Mann and Alberta Thornton of Greensburg, two sisters, Mary Miller of Greensburg and Nora Kitten Thornton of Indiana, 22 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Margie Lee Thornton Mitchell will be Thursday at noon Central Time at the Second Baptist Church in Greensburg, with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens at Summersville. Friends may call after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Margaret Rayleigh Marks, age 87, of Louisville, formerly of Lebanon, died Monday in Louisville. Survivors include several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Funeral services for Margaret Rayleigh Marks will be Friday morning at 10:30 at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon, with burial at Cemetery Hill in Springfield. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Thursday at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon. Mr. Jack McConaughey, age 72, of Campbellsville, died Monday in Ohio. He is survived by his wife, Debbie McConaughey, two daughters, Hope Grenrich and husband C.B. of Atlanta, and April Tosco and husband David of Elizabethtown, two grandchildren, two brothers and their spouses, Donald and Libby McConaughey of Atlanta, and David and Marilyn McConaughey of Elizabethtown, father-in-law Sam Hardin of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Jack McConaughey will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Thursday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Hospice of Central Kentucky or the Campbellsville Christian Church Building Fund. Mr. Lawrence Rafferty, age 83, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday in Louisville. He is survived by one brother and sister-in-law, Fred Rafferty, and wife Kathleen of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Lawrence Rafferty will be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Thursday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.